I'm John Larson. Time for sports. Missouri S&T's football team will close out its spring practice season Thursday night as the Miners will hold their annual spring game beginning at 6 p.m. at All Good Bailey Stadium. Admission to the spring game is free. The Miners will have 65 players in uniform for Thursday's contest, including 7 players that earned All Great Lakes Valley Conference honors in the 2016 season. The Missouri S&T Lady Miners took a bounce back from a 1-3 weekend beginning on Wednesday when it hosts Drury in the Great Lakes Valley Conference doubleheader beginning at 2 p.m. at the S&T softball field. After the brief stop at home, the Lady Miners will head to St. Louis this Friday and Saturday to take on Missouri St. Louis and Maryville. Daniel Murphy homered, doubled twice, and tied career highs with 5 RBIs and 4 hits, and the Washington Nationals defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 8-3 on Tuesday night. Lance Lynn allowed 6 runs, 4 earned, and 5 hits and 4 walks over 5 innings. Michael Brantley doubled home, Francisco Lindor with 2 outs in the 10th inning as the Cleveland Indians celebrated their 2016 AL championship and then beat the Chicago White Sox 2-1 on Tuesday in their home opener.
Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with a rejection.
Cleveland Cavaliers GM David Griffin says LeBron James will sit out tonight's regular season finale against Toronto as he rests a strained right calf. The 32-year-old James has not played in the final of an NBA regular season since 2007. The Cavs are 1 game behind the Eastern Conference leading Boston Celtics, who take on the visiting Milwaukee Bucks. Longtime college basketball coach Steve Fisher has officially announced his retirement and will be replaced by longtime assistant Brian Dutcher. The 72-year-old Fisher spent the last 18 seasons at San Diego State, where he quickly revived the program after taking over a 4-22 team. He also was the head coach during the Fab Five era at Michigan, leading the Wolverines to the 1989 national championship and a berth in the 1992 title game. I'm John Larson, KMST Sports.